Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is another segment of The Singles Life. Today we're going to get pretty deep. We're going to cut wide and long. It's an unfortunate thing, but we must talk about the differences between men and women. How we see things so vastly different. It's a process that we both love and hate. And in a world that's lacking love, hate is not needed. I must tell you that I'm perplexed today. This subject matter touches my soul. See, I've been there before, and I understand the complexities of the relationship. We're going to try to give explanation and reason, put some legs on it and have it walk to you. And maybe it can present itself in some reasoning. Both sides of the equation can compromise. King Scott Radio and TV. We'll be right back at you in a moment. Before we get started, ladies and gentlemen, I want to say a prayer. And this is unique for this particular segment because it's so important that we begin to offer some clarity, some understanding, some purpose, some meaning. The prayer in and of itself is just asking God to show us the way. I don't know what you believe, but this station believes in Jesus Christ. I'm not throwing the religious hat on you. I'm just putting it where it belongs, here. I want to say to God that we need to understand better. We need to give up some of our old ways and start a new beginning with him as the guide. He can show us to the promised land. And this prayer, as it is spoken to you now, is for you to begin a new change, to put down some of the weapons of war. Love can be war. It is said that all is fair in love and war. Well, we need to change that and fix it. Lord, we just ask you for your guidance and your promise that no matter what, it's going to get better. It seems that the differences between men and women are feelings. Men feel this way, women feel that way. How can you bring that union together and climb the mountain of love in harmony? All we really want is peace of mind, just someone to treat us right. Well, that's where the complexities come in. What is treating you right? It seems that now in the 21st century, women are changed. Men are refined to the change. That being said, it's complicated. You see, a man wants someone to care for, someone to protect. Women are that protection. They give us purpose for love. You want to make sure food is on the table. You want to make sure that she's happy and smiling. How do you get there? How do you stay there? How do you grow there? That's the subject matter that we're going to cover today. I'm going to start out on the woman's side. For women, they say that a good man is hard to find. Well, this can be true. In the African American community, a lot of us are locked up in our own prisons. That means that we fight battles every day that you're not so much aware of. Several other entities are after us for no good reason to cause harm, pain, and suffering. And when we come home or to you, we want a hand to hold, affection to be abound. And on the woman's side, a woman wants to feel protected, that somebody cares enough to say, hey, are you all right? The women have had to take on the man's role in many occasions. And I'm here to say that that's not right. It's not a good feeling to have to be both to the child, the person that brings home the bread or the bacon, the person that brings in the groceries, the person that has to help that child get through a rough night because they don't feel so well. All of that is laid upon a woman's shoulder. And she says, well, I didn't get here by myself. Where is the person that I made love with to produce? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it has changed. It has changed drastically. Unfortunately, the things that have changed is not for the better. But we can get back there. We can go back and fix it. Again, the prayer was about the guidance and the clarity. And we hope that you understand what this conversation is about. It's not around the same issues. It's not centered in how you feel. It's how we feel. And collectively, we can find a solution to solve both problems. So let's stick with what the woman says. The woman feels that she needs to be protected, but she's covering all of the bases. And she feels alone, as if it's me against the world. And the man is missing in action. He's somewhere else doing a different thing. And that's not cool. But let's put it out there for what it is. You have to choose better. You have to stand for something or you will fall for anything. Yes, I know he's handsome. Yes, I know he has muscles popping out everywhere. I know the eye candy side of it is appealing. But is that what's best for you? Is it best for how you feel? Is it best for your family? Maybe you don't have a child. You just want to be cared for. You have to make the right choices. And in some cases, making the right choices means that you have to sacrifice some of the amenities. Maybe the muscles are not as big. Maybe he's not as fine as you want him to be. But you can take him places. He can have a conversation with you. He can talk to the masses of people on your shoulder. in union with each other. Maybe your perspective has to turn a little bit. Maybe you have to settle on some things that you can't have. So many times I hear, I'm not settling. You're not settling for what? Your happiness? What makes you feel good as a woman? Well, you know, you can't have everything. It all can't come in a nice box and it's wrapped up real pretty like. Sometimes you have to give up some ambitions. Does that mean that you're settling or that you're maturing? We're going to put a pin in it right here and give you a musical selection. We're going to talk about it a different way. King Sky Radio and TV. I'm your host, DJ Bad. Let's put a pin right here. So, ladies, this is when the wisdom kicks in. You know, oftentimes I hear, I'm not going to settle. But you should settle on protecting your own heart. Everything that looks good to you is not necessarily good for you. That's a proverb, but it has to be understood. I understand that you want certain things from a man. And really, men want the same thing, but there are parameters that prevent you from receiving that. I listen to a lot of different commentaries all over the world. King Scott Radio and TV broadcasts all over the world. And we have relationships with other stations. And the consensus basically comes down to this. You look at someone, you see the outside appearance, but you don't get to see how they think, how they process information. These are the things that you have to be aware of. And that requires a little time. That doesn't mean that you can't have fun or have a healthy conversation about different things. But it does require for you to investigate, to listen. Settling for something on the outside does not mean that what's on the inside is what you need in your life. Contemplate that. See what it can do for you. I don't want to lecture to you. I want to share information so that you can help make a better decision for not just yourself, sometimes your children, and your family. It's necessary. We're getting to the point now where we're not as young as we used to be, and wisdom has to take place. Think about it, ladies. Now we're going to begin to talk about the man side of the equation. But let me say one more thing. Before you do anything, pray first. The Holy Spirit will guide you if you listen close enough. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about the other side of the equation, how men feel. This is complex in so many ways only because women don't think that men hurt. Yes, we do. I've experienced it enough times that I can tell you that we hurt too. What I'm going to do this particular segment is talk and get some questions from you all. I'm going to take some calls and find out what exactly you want to know, and then give explanation and reasoning a chance to add clarity. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. This is going to be good.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. But ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine. sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
I'm not sure what part of society said that men are exempt from pain and the loss of love. We are capable of deep love, and there are times when it just doesn't work out for us. Being a man myself, being in love on a number of occasions, you find that sympathy and mercy is not often shown to men who are hurt by love. I'm going to talk about two stories that I'm aware of. One is partly my story, and two is another story. I will negate the names, but what's important is that you understand that men hurt. When it comes to our children, we hurt. When it comes to our wives, we hurt. When it comes to our girlfriends, it's pain, it's suffering. It's all the emotional factors that a woman would go through, but just from the male version. The first story I like to talk about is one of my own. I was once married, and I, out of that marriage, became two girls, which I love dearly. Well, for this person that I married, and like I said, I'm going to negate names, she decided to use the breakup of our relationship and inflict it onto the kids. Now, this is not uncommon. This is quite common in a lot of situations. Then there are a lot of situations where the father is given access to their children, and it's no big deal. But some women use that as a weapon, a vicious weapon. And in my case, that was the case. Oftentimes, I had to find them. Oftentimes, I had to do extraordinary things just to maintain a relationship. And it's not fair, but life isn't fair always. And sometimes you take the hits, but you still hurt. The pain is still there. Just to give you a few details, you know, in some places in the United States, a woman will just have to call or go to the courthouse and say that the husband abused her. That abuse could be physical, it could be mental, verbal. Well, there are times when women will lie. I said it, lie about that abuse. Yes, maybe a few curse words were used, but that's on both sides. The physical part of it, you can say that someone hit me, and they will immediately arrest you just based on that statement. That means it interferes with your work. You have to address it. If you don't, you're issued a bench warrant, and they will come out and pick you up, whether you're on your job, going to the grocery store, wherever. This has happened many times. It's happened to me. And the sad thing is that when the judge finds out that this person has been lying, there's little restitution involved. It's a slap on the wrist. Don't do that again. And the person gets to walk out unscathed, untouched. That's a problem, ladies and gentlemen. It's a problem when a man is incarcerated just based on a lie. It's that easy. So I'm here to tell you that there are some horror stories involved in men's life. And most of the time, people don't get to hear them. They don't know that a person is suffering inside. And then there are tears. Yes, there are tears involved. In those tears is wrapped up in emotional disappointment, shame, all of the things that make you feel bad. Now, in another situation, there are women who will snatch the child, move to another state, claim child support when the child has been taken care of. That's the story of one of my colleagues. The woman snatched the child and went to New York. That just so happens to be the highest child supporting state in the world. And the sad thing is that he had to pay that child support for at least 18 years, sometimes between 21 and 24 years, and still have a living or make a living for himself if he tries to start all over again in a new relationship. No one deserves that, to lose your child on such a whimsical whim with someone plotting and planning. Told the child, well, your father doesn't exist. He abandoned you. All lies. And a child wraps themselves around as if to say, my father doesn't love me. You don't have a father. All lies. So these things happen, ladies and gentlemen. There are some cutthroat women in the world. There's some cutthroat men in the world. I'm just identifying the complexities of you knowing, and I'm knowing, and they knowing that this happens. And we try to manage our lives through this. Ladies and gentlemen, take heed. Be careful with love, but embrace it. If someone comes into your life and you see that they're a good person, take them. They may not look all the way that you want them to. Sometimes that can be superficial. On both sides. No, the guy can't have the best looking woman that walks the earth. That can cause problems too. So when you talk about settling, settle for the right reasons. Settle for the person that's going to best take care of you physically and mentally. Both are extremely important. Men have to realize that you don't necessarily get everything you want. It's said, but oftentimes not followed. So ladies and gentlemen, that's the spill on this particular segment of the single's life. We don't have to necessarily settle in the sense of the word. You settle what is best for you. And sometimes you have to compromise. You have to see both ends of the equation. And within that compromise, you find love, true love. And that's the goal. This has been King Scott Radio and TV. We look forward to broadcasting to you again about the singles life. It's prevalent. Stay tuned. We're going to play a tune to close out, and then we're going to pick this up again at a later date.
See the crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try, just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Just the two. side. We look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, but not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us, we can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us. Building them castles in the sky. Just the two of us. You and I. Raindrops fall on the window down the hall, and it becomes the morning dew. And darling, when the morning comes and I see the morning sun, I want to be the one with you. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
This has been King Scott Radio and TV, The Singles Life. We'll be back with another segment. We'll talk about some more, and we'll get this thing together. Just the two of us.